Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday night Bible study. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for all you do in our lives. We thank you for the time we can study your word, and I pray that you bless our hearts. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, tonight we're going to be in John chapter 15. John chapter 15, dealing with the work of the believer. The point of our study tonight is that believers are to join God's work, both in the church and in the world. You know, some jobs sound harder than others. You know, brain surgery, teaching advanced physics. I think both of those are top of the list for me anyway. But what about ministry? What about ministry? Some view ministry as one of the hardest jobs around. Folks, you may not be ordained for a ministry position, but we are all, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, called to be ministers. Every follower of Christ is to be a minister. But we don't have to fear that. We're called, but we're not alone. Last Sunday, I talked about our confidence in the Lord in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that He, God, who has begun a good work in you, will bring it to completion. He's going to bring it to completion. What God starts, God finishes. And in our study tonight in the Gospel of John, we're going to see that Jesus is the true vine. That's what he says in chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine. And when he uses that term, I am, he's used it all through the Gospel of John. He said, I am the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I am the door. I'm the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus was associating himself with God. Remember, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, Jesus, who was in the form of God, didn't regard equality with him as something to be grasped after, because he was God. Now, the Jews were familiar with Exodus chapter 3, where God had instructed Moses to tell those who inquired about who it was. He said, tell them, I am sent you. When Jesus said he is the true vine, he was signaling that he was fulfilling the purpose that Israel couldn't do. Many Old Testament writers used the vine as a metaphor for the nation of Israel, God's covenant people. But sadly, in most of the instances in the Old Testament, Israel was a vine that failed to bear fruit. But in stark contrast, Jesus is the true vine. He produces fruit through the branches. That's us, believers. Paul said to the church at Corinth, for we are co-workers in God's service. We are God's field. Now let's look at John chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken unto you. God works through believers to do good works. Paul said in Ephesians 2:10, we are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works which God has prepared before we were even born. You see, the Father is the gardener who trims and who prunes the branches to increase the capacity so that they'll bear more fruit. Folks, the branches don't decide to bear fruit on their own. They're connected to the vine. They got to bear fruit. It's a natural outcome. And in his care, the gardener will not tolerate non-fruit-bearing branches. If the Father sees a branch that's not bearing fruit, he removes it. Now, that doesn't mean you lose your salvation. Folks, Jesus said, I've given unto you eternal life, and you will never perish. But what it does mean is you've become useless as far as the Lord is concerned. In the church at Corinth, that church was producing, but it was rotten to the core. There was self-promotion, there was self-gratification, and God definitely was not glorified. The Lord's Supper was a prime example that they became drunken spectacles for all to see. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 29 and 30, listen, for if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. Folks, I don't know what all that means, but I do know this. I want to produce fruit for the Lord, don't you? What kind of fruit are we bearing? Folks, there's more to bearing fruit than just preaching or teaching. Every believer is called to produce fruit for the glory of God. Now, to bear fruit can mean leading people to the Lord. In John chapter 4, Jesus said, the fruit of the harvest is people brought to eternal life. So you can lead people to the Lord. Another way of bearing fruit is serving them in the Lord's name. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, you can identify believers by their fruit, that is, the way they act. Yes, you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. And another way of bearing fruit is developing the character of the Lord Jesus. Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Now, folks, merely saying you're a Christian is not enough. It really isn't. There has to be a life change, and it needs to continue to happen as proof of our conversion. And people will see that proof in how we influence others for the Lord Jesus, how we perform ministry acts in the name of Jesus, and how we live a Christ-like, Spirit-filled life. The source of life is in the vine, and the only way a branch can bear fruit is being connected to the vine. The fruit doesn't grow directly on the vine, it grows from the branches. That's a remarkable thought. God works through us to accomplish His purpose in the world. Jesus promised us that we will be fruitful when we stay close to Him. Now, I love the message in John chapter 15, verses 4 through 8. The message gives it very plain. Let me read it to you. Jesus said, live in me. Make your home in me just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine. You are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me, and whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who He is. When you produce grapes, when you mature as a Christian. Folks, unfruitful branches become brittle, dry twigs. They shrivel up. And the gardener, who is our Heavenly Father, gathers them up to be burned in the fire because they're good for nothing. Now, folks, remember, he's talking about believers here. He's not talking about the unbelievers. He's talking about believers. Judgment for believers is a reality. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, for no other foundation can anyone lay, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work. Remember, he's talking about Christians now. Of what sort it is. If anyone's work he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so is by fire. Folks, the conclusion is crystal clear. Instead of living a life that goes up in smoke, we're to blossom and we're to bring glory to the Lord. Because when we do that, we are glorifying God, and we're proving to everyone that watches, everyone that sees us, everyone that hears us, that we are Jesus' disciples. As we live in Christ and we live for Christ, we'll bear fruit and God will be glorified. But we've got to stay close to Him. So how do we do that? Well, I think the first thing we need to do is to study the Word of God. You got to know what God expects of you before you can do it, right? So we need to study the Word of God. But we also have to surrender our plans and choose to follow the Lord. We need to pray for our eyes to be open to ministry opportunities. Folks, if you're already involved in a ministry, offer help to someone else in the Lord. Here at ECBC, we're beginning to open new ministry opportunities. We have a nursery toddler ministry that's just beginning. We have a youth ministry that's just beginning. Our choir is getting ready to assemble again. We're looking forward to that. We are trying to reach out into our community and let people know about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if the Lord's calling you, get involved, folks. Paul said we're His masterpiece. We are created to do His work. The scripture's clear. James said in chapter 1, verse 22, we are to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Because when we do that, we're deceiving ourselves. Amen? Well, next week we're going to begin a new study, the nature of God. Ooh, that's going to be a great study, folks. And we will resume our studies at church. Did you hear me? At church on Wednesday, March 17th. Mark this time down. It's a new time. 6 p.m. March the 17th, Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Folks, God is good all the time. See you Sunday.